Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick correction here on the Adam and Jordana show. By the way, you'll hear Adam on the afternoon. He's filling in for Jason DeRussia. But I'm sitting with Jonah Kaplan, who's going to just do one more segment with us, quick takes. And somebody, we were talking about the story you're working on for next Tuesday at CCO TV, which is about the elimination of UCARE.
Well, and the drawback of Medicare Advantage plans. And I had just talked about the importance of a reporter saying, "I don't know yet, but I'll find out soon," and how this is a process, right? And so I want to quickly clarify that UCARE and United Healthcare, two separate entities. Some names, United Healthcare does maybe have a UCARE Medicaid program, but they both offer their own Medicare Advantage supplemental programs, and they're both drawing back. But UCARE in particular is done. They're dropping it all. Okay. And this is, again, more stuff we're going to find out, but this is part of the news gathering process.
Yes.
And this is why I'm saying things now, but nothing's been published because we're still vetting, we're still researching, and it's not about doing it fast, it's about doing it right.
We look forward to Tuesday night when you get the facts in and we can hear the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Josh now with quick takes.
All right, you guys, I'll start with this one. A South Minneapolis man has his car back after it was stolen. The main reason this man found his car is an Apple AirTag. Minneapolis police were able to track down the vehicle with the suspect inside sleeping. Mark that down as a dumb criminal. Mm-hmm. Damage has been done, though. Window smashed, steering column wrecked. Apparently had a dash cam as well that was stolen. Jordana, we'll start with you. Should more people be planting air tags in cars for reasons like this?
Absolutely. I feel like we should air tag everything. Mm. I said when my kids were born, I wanted to microchip them.
Yeah.
Like you do to a pet. Just in case they got lost or, God forbid, worse, kidnapped or stolen, that I would always be able to find them. First of all, I would still like that opportunity as a mother to chip them with their agreement at this point. They might say yes. But absolutely, we do it with luggage. My husband does it with his golf bags. He should do it with his phone.
Look at this. I got one on my keys.
Love it.
I got one in my wallet, which I'm constantly buzzing because where did I last put it? I'm going to go and disagree with you, though. As much as I absolutely adore and treasure my children, I would not want to chip them.
Oh, I'm chipping them.
Because
I'm up their
butts. Well, I just, the idea, I want them to, whoever, I think just the idea of independence and faith and trust, these are bedrocks of our, or at least my existence on Earth.
So. It's not about them. It's about somebody might steal them.
I understand that. But, you know, that's what you can't, you're never going to be able to, like, solve everything and protect everything. And I don't know.
So you heard it here. Jonah Kaplan's keys are more important than his children. He's air-tagged the keys. And not his humans.
I just feel like that's a line, right?
As soon as we chip our kids,
and then we're already doing it with our. I mean, talk about what if you're a helicopter parent, now with tracking your phone. What would that mean if you're chipping your kids?
I am coptering all over them. I went to pick up Maddox when he was sick at school. I have them on Find My Friends. I have them on Life 360. You're just saying that because yours are young.
I'm in such
and
trouble.
And they are still living in your house, and you still know where they are.
You're not a helicopter parent. You're like an Air Force, like National Guard parent.
Are you kidding? Yeah, I'm like in their
bloodstream. She's a drone operator parent.
Thank you. Snowplow, call me whatever you want. That's fine.
And also, one helps you leave the house and get away from the kids. The other one keeps you in the house. So, and that's
I'm good. A little. I think I'm also a little. Yeah. I'm a little naive, too trusting.
That's
maybe
true.
Plenty of time.
Yeah,
Jordana, we know you have this lovely little Mini Leaf partnership, and they could have some competition here. Minnesota juggernaut Target has begun selling THC drinks in 11 of its Minnesota stores. Many of the brands include locally here Surly, Indeed, other locally owned breweries. In what's already a booming, vastly popular THC beverage industry, will this help greatly increase the consumption of THC drinks in Minnesota?
I'm not sure I like this. Okay. And the reason being because THC is still like drinking alcohol in the sense that you can be inebriated and you have to have a license to sell alcohol. You should have a license to sell THC drinks.
Wait, they're selling it in their liquor stores, though, right, Josh?
Yes.
Target has liquor stores?
Yes.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Oh, yeah.
They have ones that are attached.
Oh, well, there you go. I take back what I said.
Okay. But what do you think about them selling it in their liquor stores?
Yeah, sure. Why not? As long as their regulations in place. Forgive me. I thought, they're selling it on Target. How are they doing that?
No.
Maybe there was some sort of loophole in there. I didn't know Target. As much as I've lived in Minnesota, I didn't realize Target also has liquor stores.
Some stores are connected. They have a liquor store connected.
Got it.
Yeah, so you haven't been to one of those.
I think the jury is still out on that stuff. I think you've seen, and I think this is really connected, there has been a large drop in consumption of alcohol in this country, especially among younger people. I think part of it is because of we're learning more about the health effects of alcohol, and I think also because of the availability of THC. Mm-hmm. And you have it. There's no hangover the next day. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different. It's not a depressant, right? Mm-hmm. Like alcohol can be. It's perhaps not as addictive.
Are you doing a commercial for the THC drinks?
I'm based on my research as a reporter. What can I tell you?
No, you're right about all of those things, and it's true that younger people are using more weed than they are drinking alcohol.
I think the difference with THC is even though, you know, you measure, for instance, like 5 milligrams, you really don't know. You can't measure a blood alcohol level like with alcohol content. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with THC.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had Sergeant Millis on from the Minneapolis.
And that's what really worries me.
And he was saying there's no quality test.
There's no quality test. And also, if you have two drinks and you start to feel it, you can go, oh, I'm feeling it. You drink THC, it may not kick in for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And after 20 minutes, you may think, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I'll have another.
Yeah, I'm going to cut you off right there. I think it's totally fine that Target is selling the THC drinks. Jonah, reminder, it's called Quick Takes.
Sorry.
Hey.
See, it's so nice when you don't have to do things in 90 seconds, right? Like he gets 90 seconds on CCO TV.
Yeah.
We give him 3 hours.
I also just feel like I'm sitting here for brunch with you. So we're just talking.
He came here to hog the airtime.
We're schmoozing it up. Okay.
Quick takes. Next one, real quick.
We will do another one here. Amazon has opened a second same-day delivery service location. You can find the second location in the great city of Golden Valley, Minnesota. The center is 185,000 square feet and currently employs 250 people, but will double between Thanksgiving and Christmas because they will still be hiring. And I'm old school, you guys. I like to go to the store, convenience first, go buy it if I can just drive to the store and get it. But maybe you guys are more Amazon shoppers. Have you ever had a same-day delivery on something that you've ordered through Amazon?
I mean, how impatient are people now? Like, if you really want it that bad, get in your car, go to the store, and go get it. What do you need 2-hour delivery for? Oh, well, now they're opening the place closer in Golden Valley. Just go to the Ace Hardware, get with the hammer, get whatever you need.
I did this once. I'm guilty.
Ugh.
It was when it was in the past few years, this delivery had just come out, and there was a snowstorm. and we didn't have sleds for the kids.
Okay, I accept.
But then I felt guilty about making the delivery person drive through the snow to deliver the sleds that I ordered from Target or Amazon.
Yes.
But we got the sleds, and the kids were sledding by the afternoon, and it was really a great service.
There's a time and a place, and that's great. But also, if you are conscious about the environment, you keep ordering all these packages. You're going to keep getting all this cardboard. You're going to keep getting these trucks. I mean, it's a lot. If you're trying on clothes, go to the store. Don't have them ship. I mean, textiles, the amount of waste from that stuff.
So if Grace, your wife, was on the I chastise her
for it.
She would say, I'm ordering all the time because I'm home with three kids.
That's correct.
See, says the man who gets to leave the house and everything.
Do you see me out playing golf? No. Am I by the pool? No.
He's working, but I'm just saying she needs stuff sometimes. And if you run out of formula or diapers, you need it. All right, Joshy, go ahead. Hit me.
That's it. Yep.
So you tell me to speed it up, and now we don't even have any more.
Jonah and I will be right back. Love that kiss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for that kiss bump in. R.I.P. Ace Frehley, the guitarist for Kiss, passed away. Rest in peace, Ace Frehley, as you transition over. We wish you the best on your journey. Thank you for all the music. So fun to have Jonah Kaplan in the studio with me. And this is going to be his last segment. He's got to get back and anchor the noon show. But he's sitting with me, and he's got a very important story on healthcare coming up next Tuesday night on CCO TV at 6 p.m. So do stay tuned for that. And I'll share it on my social media as well. Jonah, CCO Television is still owned and operated by the network. They're what we call an O&O in the biz, owned and operated. Local station. So it's managed locally, but its ownership is CBS, which is now Paramount.
Paramount is Skydance Corporation.
There you go. You guys got a new boss. I talked a lot about Barry Weiss, who's the new editor in chief. I think she's a hero. What she's done with the Free Press, in my opinion, this is just me, I think it's been nothing short of heroic. And also the fact that she started it in 2021 and sold it for $150 million in 2025 onto something good for her that she made $150 million in four years. That's my capitalism that's coming out. Jonah, have you been sent a letter, an Elon Musk-like letter that says justify what you do here or you're out, which is what I'm hearing may have happened at the network?
No, we never received anything like this. But I think this is an important segue to talk about. You said I have a new boss. Actually, I mean, I really don't. We are part of CBS News and Stations, which, of course, is part of the organization of Paramount and Skydance. Barry is now the new editor-in-chief of CBS News. And look, there's the network.
Do you have to call her Mrs. Weiss or Miss Weiss?
I don't know. I haven't met her.
Okay.
I haven't had any contact with her.
Okay.
But, you know, I think it's important for our viewers to recognize that what we're doing, our mission, our responsibility, our role, hasn't changed. It's not changing. It won't change. And what's happening at the network level, yes, it may and probably will have ripple effects later as we start to, you know, they set the agenda, but network sets the tone for what we do. And of course, we rely on the network and its team for big national stories, international stories. And we're very proud of what we do, especially in our region, and how we localize those stories. That's not going to change. And our commitment to truth and fairness and unbiased, objective journalism is never going to change. You know, for me, I think Barry Weiss and her coming to CBS is a really interesting, it's an interesting moment for all of us. I think, you know, she's 41. David Ellison, who is our new CEO, is 43.
Babies. You know,
yes. But what's interesting to me is now they're taking a legacy network. Mm-hmm. And how are they going to bring it to a new generation of viewers who didn't grow up with the routine of watching the news at 6:30, 5:30, right? And not relying on a legacy network for news. So go for it. Why not? Let's see how it works. I'm optimistic. And I think anytime we can have more substantive conversations about news, about what we do, about our role, about issues, and it raises the political, historical, geopolitical literacy of our audiences and our colleagues, sign me up.
Good. I'm glad to hear you have an open mind about that.
Yeah.
Also, it's my understanding you anchored like the 5 a.m. newscast.
Yeah, I was the morning reporter this morning, yeah.
Okay. Do you hate that morning shift?
Hate's a strong word.
Let me tell you, when I was in Indy, I anchored a morning show for 2 years. I wept every morning.
Yeah, I mean, I've done mornings a long time. I did it for a long time.
Did you?
I fill in here. Yeah, I did it for about 3 or 4 years.
Okay,
yeah.
But what do you, maybe before kids?
Before kids.
Yeah. All right. I mean, how do you feel about that schedule?
I mean, it's like living with jet lag all the time.
Yeah.
Or it's like getting hit with a 2x4 and then going to work is how mm-hmm. I describe it.
Right.
It's not easy. And there is a breaking point. This isn't as bad. I'll tell you when it's the worst. And it's usually, it's a good problem because mm-hmm. when you're doing a big national story, for instance, and then they want you on the evening news and then the morning news, you know, you've little sleep, but your adrenaline is running so much. Mm-hmm. And it just, for instance, like the Annunciation Church, I didn't like doing the morning shift there because I'm already so emotionally depleted. I'm running on fumes. And then you're asked to kind of step up, and it's important to be there for a national audience and to cover this important story. But then physically and emotionally, I just lost it after that. Mm-hmm. So there is a breaking point. It's not sustainable to do this. Mm-hmm. But on just a Friday fill-in, it's fine.
Speaking of that, before I let you go, we just have a few more minutes. You did a great job with that Annunciation Church shooting. You were there. You were on the scene. You were talking to people. And I'll just give full credit. I saw Jonah interviewing somebody, and I texted him, and I said, hey, can you share your contact? And he did, and he came on the show with me. So you were a very generous reporter.
Well, I knew that you would treat him with the respect and dignity that he deserves.
Thank you.
And that... yeah. So
what did the Annunciation Church shooting story tell you about Minnesotans, about people? What did you learn from covering so intimately that story?
So that story was the story that I didn't want to have to, that was the box I didn't want to have to check in terms of things I covered in my career, right? I've interviewed presidents, I've flown with the military, I've covered severe weather, I've done a bunch of things. A school shooting was not, I hadn't done it, and I didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. So then that happened. And I think I went into that story thinking, I want to do more than just tell a story where people's reaction is, oh, that's horrible. And so in any interview that I did and in any interaction I had, it was, okay, how do we move this forward? What can we learn from this? And that was my pitch to these parents. That was my pitch to the teachers. And that was my pitch to the network. And I think that ultimately is what, and that's a lot of what my colleagues at CCO did too, in that we tried to bring meaning and substance, and we tried to help people make sense of this tragedy, right? And I think that's what we're all learning, we're all yearning for in that kind of moment. Going back to your original question, which I forget and I apologize.
It was, what did you learn really about Minnesota? I know that you haven't covered other school shootings in other markets, thank God.
I have. Not shootings like that. Mass shootings, yes. Mm-hmm. What did I learn about Minnesota? Nothing that I didn't already know. Mm-hmm. I learned about, of course, that amazing Annunciation community. Mm-hmm. I think I learned more actually about myself.
In what way?
Well, I'm a father now, right? And the toughest moment was coming home after that and putting my daughters to bed. And actually before that, excuse me, we came back and I was in the kitchen with my two, I have three daughters, 7, 4, and 1. So the one-year-old was already asleep, but the 7 and 4-year-old, I said, girls, you know what? Before we go up to bed, grab a spoon. Mm-hmm. And my daughter Romy says, are we having ice cream? And I said, don't ask questions, just grab a spoon. Not the big one. And I just, and so I did. I grabbed a tub of ice cream and we just sat on the floor and passed it around. Mm-hmm. And then I put them to bed and my daughter Rena says to me, you know, are you crying? And I said, well, yeah. She says, well, why? I said, because there was a dad like me who took his kids to school this morning. And then there was a dad like me who didn't get to pick up that child today. But I did. Or I get to see you at the end of the night. And this is why I pray every night that God protects you. And, you know, sometimes bad things has to happen because they remind us that there's such good in the world. And so I just learned a lot about my role as a father, I think, and my role in that moment as a journalist. And so I hate, and so please forgive me to all the people in Annunciation. I don't mean to make this about me. The story was not about me. But I am an individual, and I do have a role and responsibility as a journalist. And so I learned more about that calling and that responsibility I have for you. And that being a father and being a journalist, they don't have to be two separate things.
What a beautiful sentiment. Thank you for sharing that with us. And my best to your family, your beautiful three daughters, your lovely wife, Grace. And thanks for being part of our journalism community and our greater community here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And hopefully we can have some longer quick takes, right?
We'll try.
In the future. No, that's good. No, I got to lighten up. This is what I do. I come up with some irreverent comment.
Well, it's hard to go from like journalism to then screwing off on the Adam and Jordana show. So
no,
that's what we do here over here. Jonah has to get back because he's anchoring.
Yeah, I'll be there at noon.
The noon news over at CCO. Thank you so much for the time
today.
We'll
do it again. I hope you'll have me back.
Absolutely. Jonah Kaplan, everyone. We'll be right back with Tim Lammers. What movies should we see this weekend or maybe not see next? So excited to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear Tim's thoughts on the movie, Good Fortune, and the streaming Woman in Cabin 10. I watched it because I couldn't resist or wait for Tim, so we will chat about that in a minute. But the movie that Tim Lammers is reviewing, brought to us by Brad Sean Bryant, is called Good Fortune, with Keanu Reeves, Aziz Ansari, and Seth Rogen. Here's the trailer. Anything with Keanu Reeves, I would probably watch because he's just so dreamy and I love him. Aziz is hilarious and I love Seth Rogen also.
Yeah.
So I hope it's as good as it seems to be to me, Tim.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. It's good. It's very good. I don't know if I'll say great. I mean, obviously, what you're getting, A, is a comedy, which we don't see a lot in the big screen these days, but B, something that feels original. I mean, it isn't a sequel. Mm-hmm. It isn't, you know, a prequel, whatever. Isn't a superhero movie. But it also, you know, somewhat derivative of It's a Wonderful Life, which is completely fine by me. I mean, I love It's a Wonderful Life. This is not It's a Wonderful Life, nothing near to it. But the idea of this guardian angel and having Keanu play the guardian angel is a great idea. Again, I really wish that I'm hoping that there are a lot more guardian angels to tap us on the shoulder and say, no right. texting and driving, because it saves lives. Mm-hmm. But he feels bad for Aziz Ansari's character. He's a gig worker, has a college degree, is drowning in debt. He's afraid he's losing hope. And there's already an angel to help with that, but the Keanu's angel Gabriel doesn't feel like he's doing enough, so he makes himself present to Aziz Ansari's character Arj, and he says, "I'm going to switch your life with this venture capitalist played by Seth Rogen for a week. He's got everything, and you're going to discover that having all the money in the world isn't going to give you a complete life." Well, he was wrong. After a week, Arj says, "I like this life. I want to keep it."
Yeah, I bet.
So all of a sudden you have that, and then you have Jeff, played by Rogan, who's struggling. He knows what's going on. He wants his old life back. Since Gabriel broke the rules, he is stripped of his wings and is made human. So all of a sudden he's struggling. So he needs to figure out a way to set everything right. So, yeah, I thought it was just such a welcome, a fresh breath of air, especially when you consider Keanu. I mean, he's usually in John Wick and all that sort
right.
of stuff. So to see him in a comedy, I mean, he isn't the greatest comedy actor in the world, but he's certainly capable. And I think he's really funny. And I just love the whole idea of this movie and all the people that are in it.
Me too. And we need some, hopefully it has a feel good ending, but we need some fun and lightness and feel good is, you know, we need some of that. We need a movie like that because things have been so heavy lately. So is it only in theaters?
It was either that this weekend, Jordana, or The Black Phone 2. And I give you enough horror movies. And I know it's spooky season, but I know you would have been mad at me if I would have skipped a Keanu movie.
He's dreamy. I love Keanu. I watched all of the Matrixes, and the ones, the latter ones aren't even good. And I watched all of them because of Keanu. So love him.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on to streaming. I feel like I need a new show because I just finished The House of Guinness. And before you even got to this week, I already watched The Woman in Cabin 10 because, you know, Netflix has been promoting it. So let's hear a clip and then we'll hear what Tim thinks. Okay, it was scary and terrifying and awesome. What did you think?
I thought it was terrific, too. Mm-hmm. It's based on this hit novel, which coincidentally, I mean, I watched this movie alone. I was going to tell my wife to watch it. It's like, I'm actually reading the book right now, so no, I'll wait. But Keira Knightley is terrific.
Fantastic.
She's got such of a great presence. And if you haven't seen the series Black Doves, which is also on Netflix, she stars in that. That came out within the last year. I'm sure I reviewed it. But yeah, this is a great whodunit. You know, it's a murder mystery. Mm-hmm. It's not Agatha Christie. It's not Death on the Nile. Everybody, I guess you could say, is suspect. But I thought I had the movie figured out early on. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, they kind of threw a curveball in there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of fun it's fun to admit you're wrong because you don't want predictable movies. You want movies that are going to surprise you. So, yeah, I thought it was a terrific movie.
Yeah, absolute, like, plot twist. Couldn't have thought of that in a million years, what happened in it. And I was a little worried because I thought, and, you know, it says psychological thriller. And I'm a big wimp. And I thought, I probably should even ask Tim before if this is going to give me nightmares. But it didn't. It was something that was palatable for me. So if you're not a horror person like I am, or like I'm not, but this was still really good. And, and the acting is amazing.
It's a murder mystery. And you know, I don't know how much you can get from the clip, but to set it up, this billionaire is throwing this party for other billionaires to donate to this cancer foundation for his wife, who is terminal. And Keira Knightley is this journalist invited aboard to cover this.
Right.
And two doors down from her, in the middle of the night, She hears a screaming. She hears a ruckus going on. She hears a splash. She looks overboard, and there's somebody in the water. And the people say, well, there was nobody in cabin 10. And so they kind of make her feel like she's crazy, especially Hannah Waddingham's character, in a supporting role. So, yeah, it's psychological in that, is she crazy? Did she imagine it? I mean, you know, so they kind of go down that route. But Guy Pearce is in it as well, and I would highly recommend it. Number one movie on Netflix this week, in fact, with the viewership.
Yeah, I need to find something else because I already watched this one. But I wanted to talk to you. We started the show. Rest in peace, Ace Frehley. Do you have an Ace Frehley story?
I actually do.
Really?
I told Josh. And so, okay, seventh grade, my first concert, Met Center, where the North Stars used to play,
sure.
No longer there. I saw with my buddies Mark, Dave, and his brother John. Mm-hmm. We went to it. We actually had a couple people, Tony and Joel, drive us. And we were seventh row. I got to the front row because we rushed the stage. And you got to remember, so I'm like 14 or something then. I'm tiny. I'm 5'8", so I was maybe like 5'4 or 5'3 at that time. I managed to get up on a chair in the front row. And during one of the songs, Ace saw me, flicked me the guitar pick. I reached up my hand. It hit the tips of my fingers and went backwards, and I fell backwards, but it was like a mosh pit, and people caught me and then propped me back up.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, did you get the pick?
So that's my biggest memory of that concert, and I could see it. You know how some memories you can just still see them today? I can still see it. I remember Ace doing that. So, you know, I never met the guy or anything like that, but wow. I mean, for my first concert, what a memory. And again, it's sad. 74. This is crazy. I mean, Diane Keaton, 79.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I mean, Diane Keaton, 79.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is way too young for folks. It really, really is. So, yeah, it's a sad day. I mean, Kiss, you know, people, the critics especially, didn't take them seriously because of the makeup and all that stuff when they were doing it. But they really did make a huge imprint on rock and roll history. I really believe that.
Did you get the pick?
No, I didn't. It just hit the tip of my fingers. So I touched it.
You touched it.
But it went, you know, it felt, you know, because I was trying to get it, it hit the top of my fingertips, and who knows who got it, but I fell backwards. And but again, it was so crazy that everybody just caught me and then just propped me right back up.
That's so fun. Oh, what a great story. And I rest in peace, Ace Frehley, but I'm glad you got a chance to share that story with us. Tim,
Yes. Thank
you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week, my friend.
All right. Have a great weekend, Jordana.
Tim Lammers, everyone. You can always read him at directconversations.com, see his videos, or just Google Tim Lammers Forbes. He's been writing for Forbes, so you can hear more of his music and streaming commentary there. It's 10:47. That is a Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to upgrade your roof with impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles, 50% off installation labor through October 31st. I've changed my mind. You know, there's a saying, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. And I've changed my mind. I have done a flip-flop on Halloween decorations. I used to think that Halloween decorations were silly. What are we doing? It's Halloween. It's like a real holiday. It's made up. It's a pagan holiday. And it's silly and ridiculous to have the giant ghost. People are wasting money on the skeletons. Not anymore, friends. And I think I've done a lot of introspection, maybe too much therapy about this, and here's why. My kids used to look around when we were living in Eden Prairie at all of these like well-decked out houses. And they're like, Mom, how come we don't have that? How come we can't have Halloween decorations? And I was like, Halloween decorations, that's a waste. But here's why I felt that way. Because I didn't either have the money or the will to do it. I was having three small kids, and I was like, this is too hard. I can't decorate for Halloween, too. Maybe we'll put up a couple of mums or go to the pumpkin patch and pick some pumpkins. And here, those are your decorations. But, you know, the inflatable ghost is just not happening for me. And now I find myself, when I walk around my neighborhood and take the dog out, when people have the giant inflatable spider or the cat that meows when you walk past it, which scares the crap out of everybody, including the dog, it makes me laugh. And I think this is so lovely because I no longer feel guilty about not having it. I felt guilt when my kids were little that I wasn't doing enough. And now they don't care anymore, or they've grown up fine without the Halloween decorations. And now I can just enjoy somebody else's Halloween decorations. So I say, decorate the heck out of your lawn and your house. Do the fake graves. Don't put anybody's name on it who's still living. That's bad form. But do the fake graves, you know, the skeletons, the skeletal hands coming out of the ground, the spooky sounds. I love it all. And I think everybody should keep doing it for my entertainment and for the neighborhood's entertainment. And if there are moms or dads out there that are feeling guilty about this, you should just make sure you take your kids on walks or drives through other people's neighborhoods so you can enjoy their decorations and not feel guilty about that, because you're killing it as a parent. You're absolutely slaying. You don't need Halloween decorations. But now, as the parent of adult children, I say more decorations, because they make me smile as I walk around the lake and I love to see it. I know that, you know, makes me a lazy parent back in the day, just too much on my plate. And now I'm saying do it because I don't have to do it anymore. Everybody else has to do it. But I realize that I had a bad take on Halloween decorations, because if you have the time and the energy and the money to do it, who am I to poop all over your decoration parade? I now encourage you. It's keeping our economy high. People are spending money. The kids like it when they walk past. So I am retracting any prior commentary I made that was negative about Halloween decorations. The one thing I think we should also take on: Thanksgiving decorations. Where are your turkeys, friends? Where are the gobble gobble? I want to see some pilgrims and some turkeys and Native Americans. I want to see everybody. Don't do the smallpox blanket. We don't want the smallpox blankets as decorations. No inflatable smallpox. We don't want to see that. But bring it. Let's have this also. Now I'm feeling, if I don't have to do the work, I really want to enjoy your work. So thank you to the decorators, to the ones who are still concerned about the aesthetic, and those who have the time and the energy and the money to do it. I applaud you, and I am enjoying seeing your creations. When we get back, because we're going to take a break for the news, we have about a minute left, I am going to be joined at about 11:15 by Secretary of State Steve Simon. Yesterday, our Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, signed into law the Driver's License for All law, which allows illegal immigrants to obtain government-issued photo IDs. Okay, so now they can drive legally. That's good. But they now have a government-issued ID. Can they use that to vote? I have lots of questions for Steve Simon. That is my main one. I want to talk to him about this. You walk in. We have same-day registration. You show your license. What happens then? Where are the fail-safes? So we'll take a break. Steve Simon, Secretary of State, joining us at 11:15 after the news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.